and I listen to about four different preachers that I like after church, and then I'll eat my dinner, and that's like a dessert. But I'm not going to sit at home and watch my four favorite preachers while y'all come down here and worship and get in all the glory and I miss out on it. I'm not just going to hear about who won the ball game. I'm going to the ball game if somebody in my court's playing. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to experience all the plays and all the stuff, you know. Same way with church. I'm going to come down here. I'm not just going to hear later what God did in the services. Hallelujah. I'm going to see it for myself, the glory of our God. Hallelujah. And I see it in a little part in all a lot of us that's been here a while. I see God's glory. I've seen your heart go after God. I've seen your struggles. I've given you money to come to church. Hallelujah. And then I've seen God's glory all over you later when you're giving me money if I need it. Hallelujah. Time to increase. Part two, I guess. I tried to preach it Wednesday night. Hallelujah. But I'm gonna continue down them lines. How many knows it's not a time for God's people to decrease. God has never, from Genesis to He's told them to stand still. He's told them to stand. He's told them to wait. But He's never told them to retreat. He had that now when they didn't inquire of the Lord and went out, they got defeated. but every time they inquired of the Lord and He said, go, He said, I'll recover. He told David, go. He said, you'll recover all. That took his kids and took his family and all of his stuff. And he's mad. He's furious. He's sad. He's discouraged. They come in and defeated all of them. Hallelujah. But he inquired of the Lord. How many knows you got to keep seeking God? Hallelujah. God fights your battles. That we let Him. We can fight our own battles. We can struggle and worry. We can sit and wish somebody would give us a break. That a break would come. Or we can enter into the breakthrough. The breakthrough, we're really not waiting on God. God's patiently waiting on the manifestations of the sons of God. That's why Teresa brought it out. The Bible says the earth groans and travails. Earthquakes and wars and rumors. The earth groans and travails. Earthquakes out and causing tsunamis and different things are increasing. He talks about they'll increase before the coming of the Lord Jesus. They're increasing. Birth pains. And you know, watch Israel and all of that stuff, you know, and keep our eye on Israel and all of that, praise God. That's discerning the time. But you know what Jesus said? Jesus said, do business till I come. Occupy. He said, do business. Do church stuff. Preach the gospel. Stay in my anointing. Flow with me. Go to work. Bleed for a house. Occupy till I come, Jesus said it. I've never seen God decrease the body of Christ. I've never seen Him decrease His people from Genesis to Revelation. I've always saw Him take them forward and advance into the things that was His desire in their life. I've seen Him give them the Word of God when they were in Egypt. He gave them the Word of God to let them know they couldn't imagine a city. They couldn't imagine Canaan land, Preston. They didn't have no idea that that existed until a man, Moses, a type of Jesus, the Word of God went down. The Word of God went down. And told them, I'm going to get y'all out of here. I'm going to get you. I'm going to take you to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. In houses you can have yourself. Faith came to that bunch down there in Egypt. Praise God. Faith came. You know how come I know faith came? I see you in church this morning. Right? Faith came to that bunch. It caused them to wait. It caused them to rely on God at the Red Sea. It caused a miracle at the Red Sea, right? We can hear these stories. This Bible right here to me, I don't know about you, but this Bible to me is not just a storybook. This Bible is the inspired, written, undefilable Word, true, proven and tested Word of God. And if it says Scotty in there, I put my name in a bunch of that. Proverbs 10:22, I put my name in it. The Lord wrote that, Preston, in there, that the blessing of the Lord makes me rich. Now, it's hard for me to comprehend and believe that with the head, because faith is not of the head. Faith is of the heart. With the heart, man believes. Not with your thinking you believe. Not with the heart, man believes to salvation. But the mouth confesses what the salvation, I got saved. Right? While I don't go around, Richard, confessing all of my stuff and things not working out that's causing me not to prosper. I declare from the Word of God by the Holy Spirit at times when you are communing with the Holy Spirit, you're spending time with Him and you're asking Him, you're relying on Him, your heart is one with Him. You might not be perfect in the flesh, but you can have a heart after God like David did. You don't have to be perfect in the flesh, you know. Now, I'm not giving you to stay that way. We're changed from into His image, right? To look more like Jesus, sound more like Jesus, talk more like Jesus, do what Jesus would do, right? What would He do? He'd hear God, and He ain't going without it. Somebody tell you, boy, I'm telling you, our church is on the move. Well, let's go over there and check it out. Did Jesus tell you? Right? What'd He tell me? He didn't tell me there's a revival going on with 57, shut the church down and go up there. 700, 800, 3,000 people in that revival about a month ago. Y'all remember it? You know? I prayed about it and asked the Lord about it, and God said, He said, I anointed you and I appointed you to this church. He said, you're supposed to feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep. Ain't that what He told Peter? Right? He told Peter that. See, what God was telling me, it's not a time for you to slack up. It's time for you to go forward. It's a time for you to believe. Expand your believing. You got to expand your believing. Hallelujah. Now, we covered Wednesday night. It's time to increase. I got jobs after Wednesday. I left here and I thought, that's mine. Black God, that's mine. I got a few challenges with those jobs. But what does the Bible say? That it says that I'm more than a conqueror. That's right. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, was it? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I went to Beth. Now I started out and I was the praise and worship leader here, and I'm not called to that. And y'all can tell it. Out of tune, all that. I was under an anointing. They heard a bird's tweaking, but I heard me. See, God will make you look good even though you're not able. His grace will come in your life and He'll make you sound like a mockingbird when you sound like a hyena. Brad, my pastor has to be anointed to sing. Dude, he's like, if he's standing beside you, you'll be clapping, he's clapping contrary to you, and you'll get all messed up. He's in his own world there. And he's singing, and I'm like, he's ahead of them. You know, I got to listen to them. But he's over there just praising the Lord. He's just a praising the Lord. You know what? He was anointed out of tune. But God, I mean, pray God, I gleaned from His imperfections. I went home with Him one day. He's going to take me to the jails. You called to preach? What's wrong with the streets? Saturday, out there on the street in the sun with a big microphone blasting the streets. If you called to preach, you got to get trained. You got to learn to lean. You got to learn to be trained by the Holy Spirit. But anyways, you know, he says, I want you to go home with me Wednesday night. Well, I went home with him that Sunday, and you know what he wanted to do after church? He wanted to ride a horse. And I thought, that's my pastor. This is Sunday. We're not supposed to be doing this garbage on Sunday. Keep the Sabbath holy. I'm a law boy. I'm on the law at that time. Now, I didn't know the Sabbath was Saturday in Jesus' calendar. Sunday's Monday. We're lazy today. We're taking it easy today. We're back here on Monday, according to God, worshiping Him, according to the Jewish calendar. Well, see, what I didn't realize, you know, is he's a man. I thought he was so close to God that it was terribly, you know, I mean, he shouldn't do nothing. But you know what? I learned that he's a man that loves God, that was submitted to God, that laid his life down for me like Jesus did, pastoring the church and all of that stuff. And I begin to honor his sacrifices that he made to Jesus. And that's how we do one another. I honor you today because you're in the house of God. Faith is not common these days. Faith is kind of hard to find. Confession you can find anywhere. Quoting scriptures you can find about anywhere. But faith is rare. Faith is rare. Faith sets a person apart. Faith will set that person apart and they'll be like a green thumb. They'll be like a fish out of water to some. But they're drinking from a well that them other ones know not of. Jesus said, I have food to eat that they don't know, that y'all don't know nothing about. He said, my kingdom is not food and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. He said, that's what my kingdom is. The kingdom, and the Bible says the kingdom of God is within us. Now, I want to cover, give you that Psalms, Beth, please. One. This was mine a long time ago. This is an A-B something C translation. I found it. Yeah, man, that's awesome. Because I'm a King Jameser. You know, I don't learn it out of these other translations. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm a King Jameser. King James Bible dude, you know. And a big, strong concordance. My phone lies to me when I Google some things about God. It lies to me, Johnny. Watch that phone. You watch that phone. More of this AI stuff comes on the scene, and they're trying to rewrite the Bible. And they're trying to get the power out of the Bible. You know, you stick to the Word. Because we just learned in Sunday school that the Word is quick and powerful. And I don't listen to people's preaching about their experience too much. What I mean by that, they experience loss, and that's the way it is. Sometimes God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's not God. If I get stripped, I'm like Saul. God told him, he said, when you were little, you needed me. You leaned on me. You trusted in me. You walked with me. You relied on me. But when you got old, when Saul got his stuff, when Saul got older, when Saul learned the scriptures, I guess. But he says, blessed and happy, fortunate, prosperous. I told about the story of Ben Preston. He's here. He can back it up. I hadn't been saved long. He was saved longer than me. Eddie was too. My brother that's in here. Indeed, I got her saved 5 times before she really got it. She probably got it the first time, but that devil. You know what I'm saying? But I think I led her to the Lord 3 or 4 or 5 times. And then I think she got saved somewhere else. I don't remember. That's all that matters, ain't it? She got saved. Ain't that all that matters? Don't matter where she got saved. Don't matter who. Somebody told me the other day, they said, boy, I'm telling you, God moves when I said, wasn't you. I said, you ain't done nothing. People get saved. Could you talk about Jesus? Who done it? Who was it? It was God, wasn't it? It was Jesus saved you, right? You can't take a lick of credit. You ain't got no anointing other than Him. Without Him, we can do nothing. And we're not without Him. We don't want to do without Him. Because we can do all things through Him. We can do the impossible. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, He said, those y'all guys, us, me, you, He said, because we know our God, we will do exploits. They'll see you and think, God, that was Eddie? They'll say, you know good and well that was God. We know Eddie. That's what they done to Peter. Peter got up there, prayed God, denied Jesus all, denied Him. I'll never leave you. I'm going. And he said, you don't know what you're saying. Well, he goes on. They go in there. You know him. They take him into Pilate. Well, we don't know him. Lie. Denied him, right? 3 times. Sat at the table and told him, you're going to deny me. Someone ever going to deny me 3 times. But you know what? After the day of Pentecost, they got born again. The Spirit of God came on the inside of these men. And the Bible says one place that Peter stood up and spoke with boldness. And they said, we know that these are unlearned and ignorant men. And we know that they've been with Jesus. That's all that matters. You've been with Jesus. You spend time with Jesus. You love Jesus. You know, you want Jesus. I mean, He's everything to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want no glory for preaching. I've been here 22 years. And I feel like I'm just now learning how to be led. And y'all could say, no wonder we're not growing. We've been growing, but we are now. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all help me. Y'all helping me grow because I want you to go up. I got to find out where you're going. I got to find out. And God said it's time for them to increase spiritually, to increase in their emotions, to increase financially. See, everything is in conjunction. The Bible says He would that we prosper and be healthy, even as our soul prosper. What's our soul? It is our mind, our will. My will is to do His will. My soul is my mind, my will, and my emotions. And Jesus was not led by none of them. If I'd have been led by my emotions, I would have. This one time, Travis, he was about 16, he'd come in, and I'd give him a part of my business. The Lord told me to give it to him. And I'm fine. I mean, somebody do me wrong, I just sow it, you know, and I'll give it, and I'll praise God with it. Well, they done Travis wrong. And I'm sitting there, you know, and he's not going to pay, and I had a wrench in my hand, and he's sitting there, and his happy hour started before we got there, and we got there at 8:30. You know what that means? You done had some toddy. And so he's not going to pay, and blah, blah, blah. I did some work, and it wasn't much, $65, something like that. But it was for Travis, you know. And I thought, you know what? And I went over there, and he's sitting in that chair, and I just leaned him back, and I stuck that wrench. I'm a Christian. I'm just letting you know I'm a Christian at this time. And I stuck that wrench up to his nose, you know. And I'm going to shove it up in there and suck that brain out with it. You know, and I mean, I've got him bent back in that seat. And I just looked at him and I said, I'm telling you right now, you need to get saved. I mean, I told that dude, I said, Black God, you need to get saved. I'm going to kill him. And I left there and I thought, man, that felt pretty good. Maybe I was under the anointing. That felt good. See, things feels good to the flesh. That felt good. That brought back that old man the way that I somewhat used to be. You know? But see, he used something close to me to try to get me. That's what happened with Jesus. The Lord told me, He said, Satan can't usually get you with strangers. He said, so he'll use ones close to you if he can to get you over into your emotions and how you feel and all of that stuff, you know. Well, I left, you know, and I thought, bless God. And I mean, I thought, well, one of the guys that's in the truck with me, he's blah, 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 let me whoop him, blah, 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 all time doing that. And they're in there with me. And by God, I looked around, you know where he's at? In the truck. I'm thinking, where'd you go, you little coward? It wasn't even you fighting. You know, I'm fixing to kill the dude. You know, you won't never do this to know. And I thought, the big mouths, the blah, 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 blahs, they usually ain't got a lot of power pack. See, we can't just be confessors of the word of Jesus. We got to have some action, not that kind of action. Now, I went on, you know, and I left, you know, and that evening I'm like, oh, Jesus. More I thought about it, I thought that wasn't Jesus. So I repented. I told God, I said, God, I'm sorry, Lord. I don't care. You can sit in church and you can yield to your flesh. You can be in ministry. I've been in ministry all of my life as a Christian. Last 4 months. I've been a Christian for 31 years. And I've been in the ministry for 30, 30 and a half, something like that. That didn't make me get right with God. That didn't give me, none of that made me right with God. That's what he put in here. And he's like, just like he goes by your life and he said, lay down your nets, leave your ship, follow me. Well, he'd come by me one day and he said, I want to make you fishers of men. Calling me to pray. Anyways, I repented for the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm sorry, God. I said, that was not, even though I brought up Jesus and he needs saved out of an anger. How many knows the wrath of man does not bring the righteousness of God, Paul said. They did not make that right. For me to even bring up Jesus, wanting to shove that wrench up his nose. And if I hadn't been saved, I probably would have. And I'm not happy about that. I'm not that man. That man died 30 years ago. He died. And I've been resurrecting Jesus ever since and still letting him live more and more today till I want him to fully live through me. Well, anyhow, I repented, and then the next day I got in the truck and I told Travis, I said, that was a bad example of the Lord Jesus. I said, your dad did not. He'll back it up. Your daddy did not act right in front of you and that man. I made a bad example of Jesus Christ because I was thinking about my life. How many knows the Bible says if Scotty will lose his will, lose his life, lose his temper in that, then he will gain that life, the life of Jesus. I've never set an example like that again for him to see. Because what he sees and what people see me and you do is setting an example of it's okay for them. It's okay for them. This is the way Jesus... So my life was preaching a gospel, right? Now, I had heard, you know, we're Christians, we're not run up. We sin. I had a Christian to tell me, we sin every day. And I'm like, I don't. I might come short. I might make a mistake. But I found in Romans over there, the Bible says that sin shall not have dominion over Scotty. Now, you can put your name in there or not. Sin is simply if a man knows to do right and does it not. To him, it's sin. Right? I didn't write it. Somebody told me one time, you're always preaching that. I said, I didn't preach it. I just read what it said. But see, the thing about it is the Lord is taking his body, and it's not by our, it's just by our choices. We choose to come out. We choose to pray. Some of y'all got to forgive. You want Mark 11:24 to work for you. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you... Whoever says to this mountain, he said it three times in that verse. Three times whoever says to this mountain, be thou cast in and moved, it shall move. Then he says, forgive. So all of that's not going to work if you ain't forgave somebody that's done you wrong. I'm telling you, it'll stop your faith. Well, they hurt me bad. They hurt me bad. I guess Jesus hurt a little worse. He was crucified, right? He was laid on a whipping post. The Bible says he did nothing wrong. He did absolutely nothing wrong. He knew that people were going to do you wrong, and he suffered it. And the Bible says this is your victory that overcomes unforgiveness, even your faith, right? Well, how do I do it? Choose. Choose. You choose. The Lord had a preacher one time preaching, and he said, I can tell you right now, he said, I forgive before they ever do anything to me. And I thought, he's stupid or what? How do you do that? How do you forgive before somebody does anything to you? And I'm pondering that, praise God. And I thought, you know what? It's kind of like loading a gun. You load it before you shoot. Right? You don't wait till you need the gun and then say, he's already in the house. I'm going, Teresa, I won't tell you where all they're at. Just don't come in my house. I don't care where she's at. I think she's one of them PIs in private investors. They got one everywhere. I'm like going around looking, you know, and I'm like, I ain't going to get her mad at me, man. I'm going to stay on easy street here. Got a gun everywhere, you know. I drove her truck the other day, and I thought, oh, man, if I get pulled over, I ain't got a permit. She got one in her truck. Better not break in her truck. No, don't drag her out. She's the last one you want to drag out. But we got the angels. But look at how he says here, he says, blessed. Is that you? Happy? You ought to be happy today. Well, all my troubles. I know I had to cast mine off last night. I had to cast my work, all my work problems last night. I had to cast all of my bill problems. I don't have a bill problem. I used to. But I stood on the Word of God and I told God back under, I said, these bills are yours. Black God, help me trust you where you can pay them. Help me, Lord. My life belongs to you. You said you would supply all of my... See, don't just do this thing just like it's nothing. I mean, you take that and you just like... they come to you and say, look, they come to Johnny. They said, hey, Johnny, you know, it was going to be... He said it was going to be a couple of years before you get a raise. And he's been confessing and says it and believes it and praises the Lord that the promotion don't come from his boss. It comes from the Lord. He got that out of the Bible. And so he gets a dollar raise, and it's supposed to be 2 years. I just heard somewhat through some little birdies that he got chewed out for no reason really bad not too long ago. Terrible. Not even his fault. Just chewed him out for whatever reason. It don't matter what the reason. It don't matter. And Johnny's like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. People's told me before, you could do better. You could probably do better. And I say, you're probably right. You're probably right. Instead of taking it, who do you think you are? Who do you think you? Don't tell me nothing. There's a song out of country song, if y'all don't know it. Aiden sang it one day. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. I don't know it. And I'm like, that's rebellion. He's six. How do you, he didn't hear that in mama. He heard that somewhere outside. Outside. Ain't nobody going to tell me. I said, don't say that. Papa's going to tell you what to do. Ain't nobody going to tell me. God can't tell nobody nothing like that. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 23, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What does the shepherd do? I went and looked it up. I went and I studied a little bit on shepherd. Because I thought, I don't know. I've never been a shepherd. You know, because I've never had sheep. But a shepherd guides them from danger, away from danger. A shepherd will lead the sheep away from the cliff. A shepherd cuts the wool off the sheep. Did you know that? A shepherd corrects them when they go in the wrong way. A shepherd mends them whenever they get hurt. Their foot hurt and all that. We're healed by his stripes, ain't we? A shepherd is somebody that looks over the sheep. That watches. I'm talking about Jesus. There's this little calf one time I had. And I was thinking, and it just come up in my spirit whenever I was studying this. The Lord is my shepherd. The only way you're going to not want is he's got to be that. Shepherd. Shepherd. Got to let your shepherd lead you. He led me to forgive when I wanted to kill a guy. I pulled a gun in his face. I was going to kill him. And I made plans later on that I was going to get revenge. I didn't care if it was 20 years before I got saved. After I got saved, the Lord said, I want you to invite him to church. And I said, not my church. But God, not mine. I'll invite him to church. I don't even want him in this kingdom. I'm going to go to heaven with him. I mean, I'm telling you what I thought. Now, you might be more generous. I mean, you might be more steamrolled over by the devil than I was. You know? And every time I'd go to pray, he'd tell me, invite him to church. We was in revival. I thought, I'm not doing it. Not the revival's over. I'll find out where church is going on somewhere else. I'll tell him, go over there. I went on to our revival, and I thought it was over. I thought it was over. Every time I'd get down and pray, God said, I want you to invite him to church. And I thought, Lord, not my church. I could just see me and my enemy. I'm down here trying to worship. He's over there. Ain't more into it than anything. Checking things out. You know, and I could imagine all that. How many know the Bible says for you to take down them stupid imaginations and cast them down. Casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing those thoughts that you have are dumb into captivity to the Word, to the Word, to the Lord. Yeah. Well, you know what? Went on. Sometimes forgiveness is a process that you have to walk it out. You know, sometimes people just instantly, it happens for them. They don't feel no hard feelings or anything. But this kingdom's not like that. This kingdom is you walk by faith. Not by how you feel, not by what they did to you, not by what they owe you, none of that. You walk by faith. Well, there come a time when I walked in a store in Cleveland and that person was in there, praise God, about probably four, five, 6 months later, I walked in that store and there was that person and we were in revival again and I meant what I said and I walked up to that person and I said, listen, man, we're in revival. I don't know where you go to church, but I would like to have you come and be in one of our services. The Lord is moving mightily and blah, blah, blah. And I'm standing there with goosebumps. I don't have goosebumps. And the Lord told me, He said, now you're free. He said, I set you free. He said, you've been set free from the time you was born again from unforgiveness. He said, I gave you opportunity to operate in that forgiveness that I gave you that you're walking in, and then I don't hold nothing against you. And my salvation, when you walk it out, you won't hold nothing against nobody. How many know 1 Corinthians 13 says that love keeps no account of the wrong done to it? Amen. You don't keep record. You don't keep record. Satan can remind you about what somebody did to you or some of your friends. Boy, I know what you've been through. And you say, I done come through that. That was gone. That's gone. Jesus absorbed that. You don't sit down there, I know it. Oh, Mikey, he's just a bad dude. He's lazy. He wouldn't do nothing. He abused me. He emotionally abused me. I'm not saying none of that stuff ain't real. I know. I honestly know. Teresa told me one time, she said, I wish you would tell me some things to do. I said, I'm never going to do it again. I don't tell her what to do. I hardly ever tell her no. She calls me the devil and she's a liar. I walk by and see a bag of donuts, and I know she likes them. And by God, I just get them. I slip them in there. I slip them in the cabinet. I don't tell her nothing about it. You know, and then she come in there. I did it last night, Johnny. I don't eat them donuts. And then when she says something, I say, don't be eating them kids' donuts. She come by and she went, last night. Well, I left my evidence. I ate me a big old Snickers bar on the way home, boy. Half the wrapper's in the truck and half of it's in the bag. I didn't hide a thing. She told me, she got out and she said, I know everything you're doing. There's nothing you do that I don't know. She tells me I'm a devil and I think she's lying. What about you? I don't think that's true. Scotty's goodness. Now, I'm not trying to make her heavyweight. That's her overeating. That's not my problem. If I bring home temptation to you and you eat it, that's your fault. That's not mine, right? Come on, somebody. Am I telling you the truth or not? My goodness, I ain't causing her to sin. Right? If you know not to eat that bag of donuts, and you know better, what's the Bible say to you? It's that sin, ain't it? If you know to do right. He said, blessed, happy, prosperous. And enviable. Man, I'm telling you, people should be, they're going to look at you and they're going to say they walk with God. I seen them over their houses and they believed Him and come out. I seen their grandkids on drugs and they came out. They stood on the scripture, as for me and my house, I'll serve the Lord. They started down there at a low-end job and they say they honored God and all of that, and God put them in positions that nobody could put a man but Him. Envious. The sinner, it's biblical. The sinners envied the righteous in the Bible. They were so strong in the Lord, prosperous. Man, he caused them to take the enemy one day, took them 3 or 4 days to get all them spoils. 3 or 4 days of gathering up money and silver and gold, and they were broke. But he says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, envious. Not everybody gets this, according to the scripture. And how many knows I'm going to believe this over what people think? Right? I'm going to stick to this because God's right. God's always right. God's never wrong. God never misses it. God don't come short. God's not slack concerning these promises. I got all what I'm saying right now. God is not slack concerning these promises. He says, envious is the man who walks not, lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't follow their advice, their plans, their purposes. They don't stand or submissive or inactive where sinners walk. They don't sit down and relax where scornful are. People scorn the church, scorn Christians and believers. I've been scorned. I've been called, prosperity preacher. Just because I read this scripture right here. This is just because I read this scripture right here and it says, blessed, prosperous, envious is Scotty. If he don't listen to one of my brother-in-laws, man Preston went business, was telling him, lost without God, very successful man, he's gone now. I believe he got saved. Don't know. None of my business. But my point's not that. That was up to him. Right? Your salvation's up to you and me. Nobody determined whether I go to heaven or not. Me. I'm going. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to walk in divine health. I'm going to resist sickness and disease and arthritis and some of the labels that runs in the genes of my natural family because I have new genes. Right? New creation in Christ. I'd never been before till I got born again. Now I am. I'm an heir to healing. I'm an heir to prosperity. I'm an heir to spiritual strength. Well, we tell him what we're going to do and all of that. And he said, we tell him we're going to Bluntsville. We're just in conversation with him. You remember? And this has been a long time ago. I guess 30 years. Anyways, we left there, and it made sense. Kind of made sense. To go up there in Abbotville on 431 on the big main highway where you got people running by all the time. Made sense in the natural, really. But see, we're born again, right? We're saved. We don't sit in the council of the ungodly, right? Somebody without God, they can give you all kind of good ideas, but that's not what God says to do. He said, blessed, prosperous. Well, flip it around. What you going to be if you do? He goes on down there and tells you, we won't read that because we're not in that bunch. We're not going to be in that bunch. He says, but is the light? Is in the law? We didn't listen to him. I told Preston in mine and his conversation, I didn't have to go very far because I knew this scripture. I didn't know many scriptures at that time, but I knew this one for some reason. Guess why? God wanted me to know it because he knew what was happening. How many knows God knows everything out in front of you? He knows everything that's going to come against you. There's things that would have come against me that he stopped that I never knew nothing about that I will know in heaven. Man, Preston was in a truck one time and going across the causeway up there. We come on down here to Bluntsville and in 3 years believing God, coming in and doing Proverbs 3 personally. And I know he was praying. We praying. In 3 years we went from nothing to $500,000 gross and growing in a town that a ungodly man said would never happen. The IRS did not. They audited us one time and they came and our office was built out of pallets. And I think that may be why that and the Lord, they didn't audit us. But it ended up we got money from the door company. They audited them and we got door money. Boy, God was just showing himself real to us little ain't listening to the ungodly. Was it a challenge? Sure. We had to get rid of this carnal thinking. Don't figure out how to be successful. Let the Bible tell you how. Acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways. He'll make our paths straight, he said. But anyways, he says, but his delight and desire is in the law, the word of the Lord. You will get on people's nerves if you are a word person. You'll get on nerves. I'm talking to a guy the other day, and scriptures is coming up in my spirit. And so I come back with the word, and they looked at me and they're like, well, we're just kind of talking about this. I said, I can't talk about natural stuff without the word. I said, it comes up, and I'm not going to ignore it. Why? That's the Holy Spirit. You need to be skilled in the word. Skilled in the word. They came a baby Christian. I was a baby Christian and working at J&H. Nobody ever brought you any drugs. They wanted you to buy them, bring them. You didn't ever have the money then, so you ain't bringing none. Anyways, I get in there after I got born again. I get in there and we got about three or four loads of sheetrock that we're going to have to haul, and I'm driving the truck. I get in there and they start down there, and these two guys, after work guys, they had two lines of cocaine laying on the bucket, you know, and they're like, hey man. I'm like, what y'all doing? Come on, we can get you a line out here. I said, nah, I said, I got saved, you know, and I ain't doing that cocaine now. Like that. And they said, we ain't going to tell everybody. Nobody. I said, Jesus is in here. I said, the only problem is Jesus is in here. He's in me. He's in the truck. I said, that's the only problem. He knows. Whether you know, I said, nah, y'all go. And I thought, oh, man, they get my line and their line, they're going to tote all the sheetrock. They don't even want. Boy, I told them, I said, y'all just help yourself. Y'all have mine too. They snorted that, and we get to the job, boy, they're kicking, man. And they're like, Hey, Scott, just stay on there. We'll get them. And I'm like, glory to God, let them bring some tomorrow too, Lord. Delivered me. That cocaine delivered me. I mean, I enjoyed the cocaine in Budweiser, but I mean, I'm like, nah, man, you know, I'm not going to get high on that. I'm going to church and different things, you know, praise God. Why? I wasn't going to give in to the walk of the sinner. Yeah. Right here. Where did that? Stand their advice, plans, or inactive in the path where sinners walk. Nor stand submissive, I would have been submitting to sinners. You see what I'm saying? We're not fools. The Bible makes us wise. Did I want to? Yes. I did. I'm just telling you, I had to fight that flesh, man. A line of cocaine, are you serious? But you know what? He says, but his delight and desire is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, precepts, instructions, teachings of God, he habitually, somebody say on purpose that I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it on purpose. He said, he teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, studies every Sunday. Well, I just don't got time. God told me one time, he said, I don't got time too much for the things. Lord, I said, come on up here, brother. I need to pray for you. What you going to pray for me for? I said, I'm going to pray that God will strip you from all that stuff that's stopping you from getting to God. I said, man, ain't nothing more important. I said, because you know what? All you're working towards and hard for, God's easily get it to you. I said, he'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, he'll make a way where you think you're going under and you don't, you go over, praise God. Because you'll keep your mind on the word. There's one scripture that I stood on when I was 3 months behind, fixing to put me on the streets, going to hinder the church, going to put me on the streets. Travis and them lived on it and all that, 3 months behind, no money to come to church. I drove on empty because my duty is to come to church and pastor, right? And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, let me tell them about it. Somebody will help me. He said, I thought you believed me. I thought I was your God. I thought you trusted me. Kind of hurt your feelings if your daddy told you that when you ain't got nothing. You ain't getting no more candy right now. You ain't done what I've told you to do, and he ain't getting no candy. It'd be hard for me to do anything like that, you know. Well, anyways, I thought, well, Bless God, maybe I ain't trusting the Lord like I thought. So I thought, well, Lord, what scripture do I stand on? How many knows you need to ask the Lord what you need to do? I was just simply asking God, well, God, I thought I was believing. I mean, nothing's happening. What's wrong? What do I need to do? What's the problem here? You're able to do abundantly above. It's got to be me. I'm wrong. Something's happening here. I've got to figure this out. Why ain't things happening in my life like they used to? And so that one scripture, the Lord prompted me to, and it says, no man has left father, mother, lands, brothers, sisters for my sake and the gospel's and lost anything. And when I seen that, I thought, I've never seen that before. He said, what that means is you put me first before your mother, your brothers, your father, your wife, your lands, your business, your everything. You put me first. He said, and you won't lose. And I took that scripture out of the Bible. Jesus wrote it. It's in red letters. It says, no man has done all this and lost anything, but he shall gain 100-fold in this life. And I took that and I went out in my yard and I said, praise God for the Word of God. Well, what does it say? He's the light. He's in the Word, right? The laws of God. And in it does he meditate. He don't meditate on what he ain't got. He don't meditate on how he feels. He don't meditate on why ain't God showing up. Why ain't God doing this? Why me, oh God? He ain't meditating on none of that. He's meditating on the Word of God, that I'm more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me, and making those conscious decisions when you want to scream and run the other way. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But all things are possible, right? Yeah. Well, you know what? I went on, praise God, and see, the Lord, He was my shepherd. Right. It says you shall not lack. Right. He leads me He makes me lay down in green pastures. I had this little calf, and I'm going to try to end with it. I could preach on. I didn't even get to what I wanted to, really. But God knows what we all need, right? Yeah. I believe it. I had this little calf that about 2 or 3 years ago, and a pit bull attacked it and ripped its ear off, you know, tore it down inside and ripped its little ear off and all of that stuff. And I drive out there and it didn't kill it, and it's trying to run to mama, stay with mama, you know, for safety and all that, you know. And I thought, man, that's terrible. So the little calf, I get the little calf and I put it up in the barn and all of that stuff, you know, and it's wanting out to mama. And I noticed it's got maggots done in its ear, you know, done eating it's rotting in its, it's all in its head, you know. And I'm thinking, man, I got to shoot this thing, you know. I mean, I need to put it down and, you know, there's nothing I can do about it and all that stuff, you know. And I thought, I'm responsible for this baby. How many knows that's the way Jesus is to us? I mean, He has mercy on us. And His goodness, surely goodness. Psalms 23 over there, it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Goodness and mercy. If it had been anybody else, they might have put it down. But I'm not everybody. And so I go and I finally put it in there, you know, and then it tries to jump me. And then all of a sudden, it goes, whoosh, and I mean barely missed my kneecap. And I thought, whoa, this little rascal is going to hurt me, man. That would hurt, you know, kicking and all of that. And the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, that's one of some of the ways my children are when I'm trying to heal them. I'm trying to get them to believe me. He said, they kick. He said, they don't realize that it's me and my goodness and my mercy coming to them even in the challenges of their life, to challenge them to come on in to the place of faith. But you know what? Despite him kicking at me, I went and used another method. I got me a rope and I tied his legs together. He's out to pawing with his front ones, and I said, and I just got down there on him with my knee and I just said, lady, lay still, baby. That's what God was doing me when He took that scripture and He says, put me first. He said, put me first. I can't do it if you won't put me first. See, the calf wasn't going to submit. So the pressures, the thing that attacked him, the thing that meant to kill him and destroy him, put him into a place to where I had to take care of him. Sometimes hardship will do that to you. Hallelujah. And you know what? I sold the little baby later on. Boy, I mean, I got all that gone, kept him in there, let mom in there and fed him, let her out, kept it in there where we wouldn't have to run him around the pasture. Hallelujah. How many knows he'll put you in church? Amen. He'll put you in a good place. Praise God, where you can heal and get restored and then begin to serve. And you know what? That little calf went on, I'm sure, if they didn't slaughter it, it went on and served its purpose, even though it didn't have an ear. I mean, about 4 months ago down there, that calf didn't know it didn't have an ear. That sucker just happy as all get out, running with mama, bucking, playing. When I rode my Harley out there, took off with the rest of the herd. Or your Harley. Praise God. So I want to encourage you, hallelujah. I want to encourage you, you know, allow the Lord to stick with the Word of God. You know, stick with the Word of God. I mean, you may not be popular in some, but you're popular with the Lord, hallelujah. You're popular with the Lord. And then when you do that, God will protect you and shield you. And the things that you're not supposed to rebuke of Satan, he'll make sure that you see it. And then you'll use the authority that Teresa brought out of the Word of God into our ears. And we put him under our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. He's defeated. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you and we thank you, Father.